for the purpose of review, critique, educational purpose, nothing but positivity, no financial gain. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike, junior nerdling. How was your week?
My week's been good. It's been good. But you know what? I'm excited because we just got done. We did the prints.
Yeah.
I was over at the West. I was actually driving past the Westgate, and I noticed out on the marquee they said, "We miss you, Prince," in big purple
Died
letters.
One year ago.
Yeah, actually, I posted in the Get Your Nerd On News the new Prince song that got leaked out. It's called Deliverance. And all that kind of, you know, that reminiscing going back, it's like, let's do something else. Let's do a Madonna, another mainstay from the 80s, the 90s, still to this day.
Mainstay, heartbreaker.
Definitely a heartbreaker. Yeah, you know, who knows?
Talent,
yeah.
Actress, model, what do you call that? Writer. Producer.
Everything.
Choreographers. This woman's done it all.
She's done it all.
And a lot of others. A lot of old, too. She did a lot of people, too, so.
And maybe Prince and Michael Jackson. We don't know.
Hey, listen, maybe they had a threesome. How do you know?
Don't want to know.
No.
But I was looking over some of her discography in the Wikipedia pages, and I'm like, my God, there is so much here that I remember from 12-inch vinyl and imports, and you know, I'm not talking about fan remixes of EDC stuff, you know, but I'm talking about stuff from her first, the 80s and the 90s, the stuff we grew up with.
1984, the Virgin Tour.
Saw
that. Beastie Boys opened, saw her
wow.
Madison Square Garden, and I'll tell you what, she just left you thinking, wow, this is who I want to lose my virginity to. She had every man's and little boy's heart. Wow.
She did. I mean, it. MTV and Madonna, a marriage made in heaven. Perfect, you know. So
remember that first video? One of the first ones she put out was Lucky Star.
Yes.
And then right after that was the one that they actually did in Venice. Not Lucky Star. Come on, Michael. Material Girl.
Like a Virgin.
Yeah, Like a Virgin, Touch for the Very First Time.
Yeah. Well, Like a Virgin for the Touch for the First Time. This is Madonna Uniquities number one.
Nice. Now, this is something that really gets your blood going, because who didn't love Madonna? Who doesn't love Madonna?
Yeah.
Besides me and a lot of other guys and girls, haven't had Madonna yet.
And we're going to be blowing the dust off the vinyl of all these tracks that we're pulling out of Famous Mabel's Doomsday Vault.
Now, Famous Mabel, I have the original book of, what do you call
oh,
that?
What was
her,
that book called?
Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare.
I still have that back east, and I'll tell you what, boy, she had some provocative stuff, and they have a thing with her on television. She really was hardcore on her dancers. They wanted to break off and this and that. She's like, no, we don't want this used in the video. And she says, well, I own it, and we're going to do it. And that was it. It's to push her career out there.
And she did.
Oh,
and
she
look
pushes
where
it.
She's at. So we're kind of gonna bounce around from the album to album, whatever I can pull out of the Doomsday Vault, we're gonna listen to and critique it and review it and educate everybody more about it. The younger generation who may not have heard of these mixes, these remixes, these alternates, these vinyl takes, and like Springsteen Uniquities, it's Madonna Uniquities.
Yeah, my favorite one of hers starting out was with the DJ Jelly Bean with Sidewalk Talk.
Yes,
remember that one?
I remember Sidewalk Talk. And
oh, boy, we could go on and on about this.
Shall we
this.
Just get started
yeah,
to the first
get
track?
Started.
First one I dug out is Lucky Star, okay? But this was the release from 1995, Germany, UK, of what they called the USA Remix, 7 minutes, 14 seconds long. Now, just for the facts, it comes from her first album, the self-titled one. It was the fifth single released from her album, August 25th, 1984. It charted for 18 weeks and went all the way to number 4 here in America.
Madonna, where are you?
So here's Lucky Star, the USA remix from 1995. Just enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Only thing we have to say about Madonna is, kind of like Bruce Springsteen, I don't think that anything is going to top her early stuff.
No, no.
From the Virgin Tour, Like a Virgin.
True Blue.
Yeah. Original Madonna. I'm trying to think what else we had in there.
I mean, I'll be frank with you. It's about when she started coming out with Bedtime Stories. That's when I kind of started to lose interest with her. Because she, I mean, growing up, it all catered, as you said, you know, when you're a young teen, Madonna. Yeah. The young girls idolized, dressed like Madonna. You know, it's the way it is. You know, it's the, I was what the 80s was.
But now, you know, she come out with, I'm trying to think of, there's another song I like she did. I forget the album, called Hollywood. I know a lot of her music, and I'll tell you what, it is inspiring. It's invigorating. It's freeing. It's just the original stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets any better than this. I really don't. I think this was her
breakout. I have not heard that mix, that they call it the USA remix, that the Germany UK version that they put out in 95, which I guess it was a re-release or something, but it's just so cool because it's like going back in the day when 12-inch vinyl, you didn't have a lot of money to buy it, and you kept coming across more and more, and it was just like, oh, someday I'll get it soon. I'll get it. Well, guess what? Today is the day you're getting it now.
Madonna, what is she going to get us into, what world next? But you're right. In my opinion, I don't think you could beat the 80s stuff you put out. Madonna, if you listen to this, you're always going to be our iconic queen, or at least in my eyes. But your early stuff, you just made everybody fall in love with you like the Virgin teaser you are.
It was music to be happy to, you know?
It was just,
it wasn't heavy, like, you know.
No,
like,
no.
It wasn't all depressing, you know?
All like bubblegum.
Almost like
when you pop that big bubble,
yeah,
and then boom, it pops, that's what she is. Like the first original star bubblegum to me.
Well, okay, so our second track. Do you remember back in the 80s when Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, had that thing called the PMRC, the Parent Musical Resource Center?
No.
They created what they called the Filthy 15. The 15 dirtiest songs that parents, you should be aware and be careful.
And how many did Madonna have on there?
Well, this next track, it was one of the songs that was on there. One of the songs I do know off the top of my head was Dee Snider and Twisted Sister.
We're not gonna take it.
Yeah. What I've selected here was Dress You Up.
Oh, wow.
Released August 17th, 1985. Got up to number 5. It was released in this is the version we're going to play. It's called the 12-inch formal mix. It was released in the UK, USA, Japan, Germany, and the rest of Europe. It's basically the world version.
How can anybody want to be listening to that Dress You Up in My Love? I mean, 12 inches would be great to have in love, the vinyl side. You know what I mean? But the thing is she's iconic. Leave her alone.
Yeah, and I mean, who knows? I mean, pulling this and digging this up, it's probably the first time it's been played in, what, 80, 90, 2000, 2010, what, 37 years?
Wow, 37 years.
It's time to revisit this, this damn song.
Dress You Up. No, Dress You Up in My Love. I remember when that came out, man. She had all the guys there.
Yeah.
You've got style. You know, like all the dressed up in the Fred Astaire.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So here it is, the 12-inch formal mix for your enjoyment and education.
And if it's not educational, think about it, whereas this could be related to sex education. Madonna's teaching you not what to do while you're young.
Yeah, you're not supposed to listen to this. Tipper Gore said so.
Bye, Tipper. You think this should have been released in the 80s, so you could have heard this on, like, what do they used to call those stations back then?
It pretty much was released in the 80s on the 12-inch vinyl. But here's the thing. Growing up, you're not going to hear these remixes at length like that. You're not going to... FM radio, Z100, Z Morning Zoo is not going to play that.
No, but there used to be hip-hop stations where they used to run all night. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You listen for 6 hours.
That's where Madonna got more popular, in the clubs. And the demand for a little longer track, a little bit more music, a little more forte, a little more creativity is what came about of it. And that's why these ended up getting into the nightclubs and such.
I wonder what it would have been like around those times when Jelly Bean was doing all this shit and his own fame and all the underground.
In the next podcast, I will try to dig up and see what he's doing in his career now. Who knows?
I'm curious. And they had movies based on this too, like the Limelight, all the good stuff. We had them guys, Steve, and I forget the other guy's name, Studio 54, that got caught for the con and everything. So Madonna was around in New York in the 70s, because I know a little bit about her past. She was in a band. She was living in an abandoned synagogue.
One of her very first band's names was Enoch, which is...
Really?
Enoch. No name spelled backwards.
I'll tell you what. You see pictures of her. She was determined. She came to New York City with a raincoat on in July, and somebody said something that she wound up staying with. Madonna's cunning. All the way through and through, and she knows how to work people, work the system, got all the shots out.
And she knows how to... And what's fun is... Not my buttons, but she knows how to push other people's buttons.
Oh, could you imagine if you were a record producer and Madonna pushed your buttons, or Warren Beatty, or Sandra
Bernhardt.
Bernhardt.
She used to hang out with Sandra Bernhardt.
I heard they had a little sex and stuff. Man. Wouldn't that have been just beautiful to be a fly on the wall or the ointment in that situation? Oh, my gosh.
So that's it for the Madonna Uniquities podcast, our first one. We're going to be back, hopefully, if not next Friday, every other Friday, for a new podcast with two more songs for Madonna Uniquities.
And Madonna, anybody listening, anybody gets to this to Madonna, contact us at
WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast. That's our Instagram handles. And so we will throw these two songs up on Instagram, and they can vote on which one they like best.
Awesome. Plus, you never know, Madonna, we would love to interview on the podcast.
I would love to have Madonna on the podcast. But hell, maybe we can find Jelly Bean. I think we have a better shot at getting Jelly Bean.
Never know.